This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Coming up Saturday, UFC 223 in New York. Let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Mark Raimondi, MMAfighting.com, SB Nation's tremendous site covering the UFC. Mark, Matt Perrault, how are you?
What's up, Matt? How are you?
Well, I'm great, and I'm confused at the same time. And I want to ask you, I read an article last night that I found, it was a little inflammatory, but I think there's some truth to it. What does it mean to be a belt holder in the UFC right now? And is Dana White, and has the UFC diminished what it means to be a belt holder after what has gone on with Conor, with the flyweight and the lightweight, and now here by making this fight between Khabib and Max Holloway for a title that essentially doesn't exist yet?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, Matt. I think this is something that has been going on for a while now. I think for at least a couple of years, the diminishing of the value of titles in the UFC. I think that once they started about a year and a half ago to essentially give interim titles out like candy. I mean, there have been so many interim titles in multiple divisions. It's almost like if they have a main event fight that's not for a title, they just slap an interim title on it, and they feel like it gives it more value. But at the same time, it's diminishing the sanctity, the integrity of what a belt is supposed to mean, and that's that it's the best fighter in the world in that weight class. And this is the latest example, and perhaps it is the most blatant example, as you said, Matt, where you have a guy who Khabib Nurmagomedov is coming in, he's supposed to fight Tony Ferguson, who is the interim champion in the lightweight division. So Nurmagomedov does not have a title. And now Ferguson's out, Max Holloway steps in. Max Holloway is the featherweight champion, and they're making this bout between Nurmagomedov and Holloway for the lightweight title, even though no one is coming in with the title, and Conor McGregor is the champion. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, you can't blame fans for saying, well, what do titles really mean?
Yeah, and I'm also curious, and this is worst-case scenario, and I know that Khabib has changed his nutrition and tried to get ready for this weight cut. But what happens if Khabib misses weight on Friday, Mark? What does the UFC do if that fight between him and Holloway cannot be for a belt due to a weight miss?
If Khabib Nurmagomedov misses weight and Max Holloway makes weight, then it would probably be a situation where it would be up to the UFC, because they're really let me take you behind the curtain for a second, Matt. Titles are not part of the regulatory system. They are a promotional tool. They are owned by the UFC, mm-hmm. and there really are no rules about titles that are enforced by commissions. Commissions don't care what a title is. It doesn't matter. That's not part of anything for them. They've got nothing to do with it. It's really up to the UFC. They own the title. They decide how the title, gets defended. So if Nurmagomedov misses weight and Holloway makes weight, traditionally speaking, what would happen is that the fight would still happen if Nurmagomedov is healthy enough to make the fight happen. The fight would still happen, and only one person would be able to win the title, and that would be Holloway, because Nurmagomedov can't. He made himself ineligible by missing weight. Now, that's traditionally what they've done. That's what happened in Australia back in January when Romero fought Rockhold. Romero missed weight, and the fight was an interim middleweight title fight. And because Romero missed weight, Rockhold was the only person who could win the title in that fight. So I guess that would happen in that case if Khabib were to miss. But again, this is all the UFC. It's there. It's the belt is a promotional tool, and that is really the extent of how it gets enforced. It's whatever the UFC wants to do.
Well, Mark, Max Holloway, I mean, the fact that he's stepping in here on 6 days' notice to fight Khabib in a weight class that's not his own, I mean, obviously all the props in the world go down to this guy, but how much of a chance do you give him? Here in Vegas, the line's already over minus 400 for Khabib on Saturday night.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be a tough road to hoe for Max Holloway. Khabib Nurmagomedov is one of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound. There's no doubt about that. There aren't many people who would want to fight him coming up a weight class on 6 days' notice. I mean, all the credit in the world to Max Holloway. And, you know, in a way, it's a win-win, because even if he does lose to Khabib, he'll go back to 145 and still be the champion down there. But I don't give him no chance. I think Max Holloway is a phenomenal fighter. And you know what? I think he'll be a better fighter at 155 pounds than he is at 145 pounds, because he has a massive, massive weight cut to 145. Oof. And you know what? He's the same height as Tony Ferguson. So it's not like he's going to be giving up that much size to Khabib, although Khabib is a big 155er. So I don't give him no chance. I think he's got a shot. There's also the factor that Nurmagomedov has been training for a completely different type of fighter in Ferguson. So I think the line is actually further apart than I thought it would be. I give Holloway. I mean, I think certainly he's the underdog, but I don't think it would be insane to see him win on Saturday.
Wow, that would be amazing if that were to happen. In terms of Tony Ferguson, there were people, and I saw it on Twitter and online. They were really nervous about what he was doing. He was kicking steel beams. Given his injury history, and it's just the cursed nature of the Ferguson Khabib fight. The LCL injury hurting it. According to Dana White, ripped the ligament off the bone. He'll need surgery to repair it. Do we have any more information as to how exactly the injury happened?
Well, Tony Ferguson said on social media last night that he was doing his media obligations last week in Los Angeles. He was on a studio set, and basically it was just an accident that happened there. And I believe ESPN and Ariel Helwani from MMA Fighting reported that he essentially saw someone he didn't know on the Fox studio set in Los Angeles, kind of pivoted, and in the process of pivoting quickly, completely tore his ligament, tore his LCL. So just a total freak accident.
Do you believe it?
I believe it, because I believe I trust in Brett Okamoto from ESPN and Ariel Helwani's reporting.
No. I'm not saying that the reporting is wrong. I'm saying, do you believe that that's, because it just seems to me like, I don't know. I have a hard time believing it was a freak injury when the guy's kicking steel beams and showing it on video.
There have been freak injuries in all kinds of sports, and I'm inclined to believe it. Now, do I know for sure? No, of course not.
Right.
Could there have been a previous injury and that was kind of the catalyst that really made it worse? Who knows? But for the time being, that's what is being said.
Do you see the UFC ever attempting to make that fight again?
I mean, Dana White said to ESPN yesterday that they would never do it, but look, who knows? I could see it happening again. Maybe someone fills in on short notice. I mean, it's still a fight that people want to see. I don't really believe in curses, Matt. I don't think this fight is cursed. I just think that you have to. I think it's a volatile sport. Crazy things happen. You know, weight cutting is a big problem, and guys cut too much weight and they miss fights, and injuries are a problem, because it's just you got to fight in practice in order to get ready for a fight. So it's just kind of the nature of the game. So I think I would not be shocked if this fight gets booked again at some point.
And you know what, Mark? What's so disappointing, I think, in some ways, is this Joanna Rose rematch, unfortunately, right now, is getting overlooked and not being talked about nearly as much as it should be, because the card is still really good on Saturday, right?
No, I mean, this is a really good card. This is the best card this year so far, and I think it'll be one of the best cards all year, even in December, when the year is up. And that co-main event, I think that even though we're not talking about it now, it's only Monday. Once they get to Brooklyn, once they're doing the fight week stuff, the dynamic between Joanna and Rose will be very fascinating, because of what happened before the fight last time, before UFC 217 in November,
yeah.
and how fiery Joanna was and how Rose dealt with that. Rose won that fight. How is Joanna going to react to seeing her again in person? How is Rose going to react? I mean, I am incredibly fascinated by that whole dynamic, and that fight should be fantastic.
Now, Nunes was saying the Lord's Prayer, right? When they squared off.
Yeah, Joanna was getting in Rose's face. You know, who knows what she was saying? Probably some some profanity, and Joe Rogan asked Rose, what were you saying? She, you could hear, you could like see that she was like whispering something, and Joe Rogan asked, well, what were you saying? And Nama Yunus was like, I was saying the Lord's Prayer. I was like one of the most chilling things that I've ever seen out of Wayne. It was crazy.
Well, it should be a lot of fun, and look, Holloway and Khabib is going to be a very interesting matchup for sure. Give Max Holloway all the credit in the world for stepping in. Mark, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate it today.
Thanks, Matt.
That is Mark Romani, MMAfighting.com. Phenomenal UFC writer, covers great stuff for SB Nation's MMAfighting.com. Check out all their stuff for their coverage of UFC 223, which is Holloway Khabib, happening in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. And you know that New York, I mean, this is killing Dana White. New York was the crown jewel that they waited for years to get, and they got it. And whenever they go there, they want everything to go off perfectly. And now you've got Holloway and Khabib, and you've got a weird title fight that's not really a title fight. They're calling it the World Lightweight Championship fight, but the guy who has the belt is Conor McGregor, who's in Ireland. Confusing as heck. Next, back to the NCAA tournament championship game tonight. Michigan, +7. What does Sean Lockhart think of the line tonight? New guest for us. Let's talk to Papa Bear. Papa Bear Investments next. SB Nation Radio.